I Go Blind, Vancouver's 5440 from their 1986 self-titled debut album, and the band is one of Canada's finest. They're also in town to perform at the Horseshoe Tavern tonight, which is the first of three performances, and we're joined by the band's frontman, Neil Osborne. Hi, Neil. Welcome to the Afternoon Express.
Ah, hi. How are you? Yes, you can tell I'm Toronto if you can hear the sirens in the background.
Oh, are there? Yeah, we always have sirens.
Yeah. You know you're in Toronto when.
Ooh, are you dissing us, you West Coaster?
No. It's an amazing response people have around here to emergencies. It's great.
Maybe it's for some fan has spotted you and the police are coming to your rescue.
Well, they've probably fainted upon seeing me, and then, yeah, they needed saving.
In all seriousness, though, you have three performances coming up, and they're at the Horseshoe, and this is to help launch not one, but two albums, new albums. Tell us about them.
Well, we have our new 5440 new release called West Coast Band, which is a fun record, and that'll be available both in vinyl and other mediums at the show, and we'll be featuring a couple songs from it, which will be great. And then we have Live at the Alma Combo, came out a couple months ago, and that's a great-sounding record, sort of the current version of the live band, and it's really well-represented. So you get that, you pretty much know what you saw that night when you see us.
I want to ask you something. I want to ask you, you're performing at the Horseshoe, and then your live album was recorded at the Alma Combo. And, you know, it seems like some venues are sort of magical or definitely more special than others. Both of them have been around since the 40s. What do you think it is that makes them so special?
I would say beer, vomit, and sweat. In the sense that people went to those venues and had it was rock and roll. It was all the great things rock and roll is, like danger, sexy, out of control, and the legendary bands that all went through there. So you're walking in those footsteps. It's really quite amazing.
It is. It's great. We're so fortunate to have them here. I'm speaking with Neil Osborne of 5440. Your band is five guys. You've been together for over 40 years, not to age you at all. Aging is beautiful, but it can't be easy. So many bands split up. They split up after a year, never mind 40 years. How do you keep the peace?
Well, we're pretty good friends. So we've always had a rule, you know, when Brad and I out of high school, you know, we're best friends and we're still best friends, is that if you want to be in our band, you have to hang in the van. I don't care if you're a good musician. You just have to be able to hang with us and sort of get our sense of humor. And, you know, you find your role and your place, and everything else just works out. And that's exactly, I think, what happened. That's the best answer I can think of anyway.
So it's like a road test.
Yeah. In other words, people that you just want to hang out with. Like, here's another thing that we do that I understand a lot of bands don't do, which is every night, when we go to a place, like we usually fly the day before, and then we go out for a nice meal and have a big kind of just catch up of what's going on, and a few bottles of wine get consumed, and it's just the best time ever. And the next day, like today, time to get to work.
The wine is priming you.
Yes, we're big wine fans.
Me too. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to talk to us. Good luck tonight. Have fun.
That's the plan. Thanks for calling. I'm just sitting here with my daughter and Jeff. And
aren't you supposed to be practicing or something?
I'm practicing doing interviews. Did I do okay?
A++.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that's Neil Osborne of 5440. The band are at the Horseshoe tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Their new album's Live at the Alma Combo. And West Coast Band are on sale now.